So he said, look, people of old have said, this individual you should hate, this individual you should love. Now, Brother John, come on up. Have Brother Adon come on up. Stand right there. So in times past, you know, because this hath been said, people just took it at face value, right? Well, this is my brother. This is a Hebrew. I'm going to love him. This is a Mexican. This is a foreigner. This is an alien. Okay? I'm going to hate him. Okay? This is what they were teaching. Now, if I'm part of the people of God, okay, if I'm part of the chosen nation of God, then guess what? I'm an incomplete person. Yep. Because of the fact that I'm loving my neighbor and I'm hating my enemy. You understand? I'm incomplete. So he goes on to say in verse 45, or he says in verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. So this guy's using me. He's persecuting me. He's just being a bad person, not a good neighbor. He's being a bad Mexican. Okay. This is so racist, I know. He's being a terrible Mexican. And I'm just like, you know, but the Bible says, hey, you need to be complete. You need to have that 7 in your life, right? And the 7 is this. It's easy to love your neighbors. It's easy to love them that love you. It takes a second-mile Christian, a complete Christian, to love the Mexican or love the other individual, the enemy, okay? I'm not saying Mexicans are enemies, okay? I love Mexicans. I look like one. It says in verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So God is saying this, hey, you need to be like me. Yep. Because look, I send rain on this guy and on this guy. I send rain on the just, but I also send rain on the unjust as well. Okay, I send rain on the good. I send rain on the evil. I bless the good with life and abundance, and in like manner, I do send the same to the unjust and the evil of this world. Now, when it says evil, it's not referring to reprobates.
Right.
It's not referring to workers of iniquity. Right. When it says evil, or even it uses sometimes wicked, it could just be referring to people just in general who are walking the course of this world.
Right.
You know, they're subject to this world. They're dead in their trespasses and sin. They're just, you know, normal sinners. They're not workers of iniquity. This is a very general explanation of a person who's not a worker of iniquity. They're just a sinner, okay? Maybe they cheat at their job or something, you know, and they cheat people. They lie, whatever. You know, they do things that normal sinners would do, all right? And he says in verse 46, if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? So it's like, it's easy to love John. I think. No, I'm just kidding. It's easy to love this. I need another example. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's easy to love John. Why? Because John loves me. We get along great. Adon, on the other hand, this guy's hard to love. Okay? He's hard to love. But so he's saying this. What reward have you if you love them which love you? Do not even the publicans the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Hey, what's going on, John? Oh, hey, Adon. You just don't want to salute the person who is your enemy, the person who's unjust. You only want to salute Christians. You only want to be around Christians. Hey, we're not Amish here, right?
Amen.
Do not even the publicans so? And then he says in verse 48, be ye therefore perfect.